2000. We've had a lot of incoming correspondence on the programme tonight with regards to the closure of Hammersmith Bridge to cyclists, pedestrians, even river traffic underneath the bridge as well now banned, while structural engineers maintain the structures best they can and monitor its current situation. This one from Elaine says, I'm on Hammersmith Bridge now, or nearby at least, with my neighbours and friends at the protest. Older people and disabled people are stranded in barns. A temporary bridge needs to be built immediately, says Elaine. This one says, I'm one of the residents near to the bridge tonight at the protest. This bridge has completely affected my daily life, taking me hours to get to work. People's lives are being blighted by the closure of this bridge. At least the closure to traffic could be coped with 18 months or so ago. But the closure to pedestrians and cyclists now has really caused huge problems for people now having to divert via Mortlake and over Chiswick Bridge or the other way to Putney Bridge, adding up to an hour and a half to people's journeys. So what's to be done? Well, of course, the bridge responsibility falls to Hammersmith and Fulham Council. Let's talk now to the leader of that council. I'm joined on the line this evening by Councillor Stephen Cowan. Hello, Stephen. Good evening to you.
Hello, Jim.
Gosh, what a problem you've got here. Let's start with the bridge itself. Of course, it does fall entirely within your remit to maintain, does it not?
Yes, it does, yes.
And have you failed to do that?
No. I mean, I've been the leader of the council since 2014, and we came into office and ordered a structural integrity review, the first in the post-war period, and we found it riddled with corrosion and the suspension structure seized up. Last year, using technology we flew in from the United States, specialist ultrasound technology, it discovered microfractures in the pedestals that hold the suspension structure in place. Now, the pedestals are made out of cast iron, and cast iron, unlike other metals, shatters. So we faced a very real risk when we discovered this last year of the bridge immediately collapsing. Now, if that happened, we would not be given any notice. It wouldn't bend first, then fall. It would just snap.
No, I understand that, but you did say you began to notice these problems when you took over back in 2014, so you've had a good 5-6 years build up to this. What were you doing in that time to stay ahead of the problem?
So we carried out a full review. We ordered the review in 2014 when we came into office. We've hired structural engineers who worked on the Golden Gate Bridge and oil rigs, and they began to peel back the 133-year-old structure, and each time they peeled it back, they found other problems. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not, you know, the analogy of someone of it being like it's got cancer, but unlike a human being, no one has ever figured out how to fix a unique structure like this bridge. There is no other bridge like it. And so they were working their way through those problems. We only discovered the tiny microfractures in the pedestals because you use the latest technology.
I see.
And that's why it was closed last week.
Let me phrase the question slightly differently, though. I mean, was there anything you could have done with hindsight that could have prevented ultimately the bridge closing to traffic and the public in this way?
I think once it is like a cancer patient who turns up to the doctor very late, and that's the situation of the bridge. It is riddled with corrosion. Mechanisms seized up maybe 20 years ago, which kept the bridge intact. And what we've been doing all the way through is trying to pull together a comprehensive plan to fix it. But each time they took parts off and got deeper in and used later technology, they found something else that was dangerously wrong with it.
Surely, though, I mean, we know the state of cast iron bridge work. I accept that you've only been leader of the council for the last 6 years. But previous administrations, both Labour and Conservative, should surely have had an ongoing maintenance programme to prevent this from ever coming about. Why do you think that did not happen or that was not put in place?
Look, I don't want to get into blaming previous administrations. What I do know is when we came into office, there was no maintenance fund of any substance. Wow. That they'd spent just £250,000 touching up the decking and paintwork in the years.
So there is
previous.
Some historic liability.
And therefore, we ordered the comprehensive review because we were about to start a repair program, but no one had ever checked the structural integrity of what is essentially a very old suspension bridge. And just on the cast iron, I think I'm advised there's one other bridge made out of cast iron. Someone actually from New York told me recently, the engineer there was very pleased that the Brooklyn Bridge was made out of steel, and joking about the fact that no one in their right mind would make a bridge using parts of cast iron.
And I understand that, but it is interesting to hear you acknowledge that there is an historic liability there that previous administrations didn't have a maintenance program in place. And actually, when it comes picking over the post-match analysis of this, that's significant, isn't it?
I don't want to get into blaming previous administrations.
I appreciate that.
What I want to focus on is what we've got to do to fix this beautiful but ancient structure. And we now have a plan. We've worked very closely with TfL. We have, I think, the best engineers in the world working on it.
Let me ask you about TfL then. They put up $25 million. I think most of that's already been spent. On what? I mean, the residents locally have got nothing to show from that, have they?
I understand. I mean, I did two public. I've done a variety of public meetings. I did two in Barnes last year. I met maybe 800 people. I understand the problems this is causing. I'm extremely sorry about that. We are looking at putting a ferry in place. We're looking at putting other mechanisms in. And the instruction I've given to our officers, despite us having very little cash left, is to work on the basis that they should fix the bridge and get a temporary mechanism in place, mm-hmm. On the basis we will get the money from somewhere at some point.
Where would the ferry run?
Well, they're looking at that. They're looking at that now. There's a variety of options about putting a temporary ferry. We're particularly concerned about school kids when the term starts. And we're also concerned about key workers getting across the river and indeed everybody else too. So we're now trying to put together a series of options that will alleviate some of the problems. I'm very sorry this has happened, but what I'm particularly keen on is we have a proper resolve to get this damn thing fixed.
Now,
and get it fixed as quickly
how soon
possible.
Could a temporary bridge, certainly for pedestrians and cyclists, be put in place, do you estimate?
So there's two things you can do. We're looking to build a temporary bridge, and that would cost about £30 million. Now, the risk there is you build that and you get stuck with that. And then everyone looks the other way when you're asking them £141 million.
Yeah, well, the Port of London Authority won't stand for that, will they?
I met with the Port of London Authority, and we've had a very good meeting earlier on to talk about how we work on these issues together. The other issue is, can we take measures to, because last week what happened is we put sensors in all over the bridge in the last few years, so they monitor even the slightest increases. Last week, in a single night, some of the microfractures and other parts of the suspension structure failed rapidly, and the microfractures increased rapidly. Now, I can't stress enough, the engineers have told me if that happened significantly, the bridge would fall in the river. But given that prior to us closing the motor traffic last year, there were 22,000 vehicles crossing it. I hate to imagine what could have happened if we hadn't spotted these.
I used it four times a week. I could have been the one that went down the river with the bridge, you know. So I understand the safety implications, and I'm sure people are grateful for that. But what they want now is answers and solutions to their very daily problems.
As you know, TfL budget has collapsed by about 90% because people aren't on tubes and trains to the same extent they were. And they're being, I can't thank them enough for the level of help and assistance that they've given us. But if they haven't got money, they haven't got it. We've spent $25 million on the COVID crisis alone, which we're out of pocket for. Whilst we're compare that, councils have had 10 years of cuts. They're not rolling in money. I don't think there's a local authority in the country that has 141 million quid sitting around. So the solution for us is that, you know, it is to work with government. We're asking government to include this in its shovel-ready schemes. It's a major piece of infrastructure.
You've had your cap in hand for 18 months, though, and Grant Shapps and Boris Johnson don't appear to be listening. So how are you going to get through to them?
I mean, every time I walk past the bridge in the general election, there seems to be a minister standing on it pledging money, but we've not heard anything from them since. And I do think we've got to try and cut through whatever shenanigans are going on at that level and just say, look, there's real people here. Their lives are being affected by this, and all of us need to work together to get this thing done as quickly as possible.
Are you talking to Richmond Council regularly?
We are. I've lost count of the number of times I talked to Gareth, who's the leader. They've been extremely constructive and worked with us very clearly, and indeed we met minister. We met the minister on the 9th of March together to put together a joint case. And they're taking exactly the right line, which is to rise above any party politics and just say, get this done. People need this fixed.
Andy Slaughter, the MP, of course, for Hammersmith, alluded to a possible spoke in the wheel being the delays to the mayoral election. Do you see that as a problem?
I would hope not. I mean, it's my view.
Somebody wants to take credit for solving this, though, don't they? And they want that mayoral election to be resolved first, don't they?
Yeah, my mind, it definitely got tangled up in the general election, and there was a lot of nonsense put around, such as you can build a fully functional motorised bridge to replace it temporarily for just £7 million. And I lost count of the number of people saying that. If we could have done that, we would have done it by now. And the danger is it gets tied up in the mayoral election again. You know, that's absolutely the danger.
It's
but I hope the government's bigger than that. I hope the government's bigger than that and will put the people of Bonds and Hammersmith and Fulham and South East London.
What reassurance then, Stephen, are you going to offer people, particularly on both sides of the river, but particularly for those over the bridge in Barnes who feel stranded tonight, that you are absolutely working day and night to resolve this problem?
Well, I was up till 2 this morning. I was in a call early this morning. You know, we are working extremely hard to get this fixed. I'm extremely sorry this has happened. We are doing everything we can to resolve it. And to try and get the bridge back up and running. And if we can't do that, we're looking at other measures like austerity. And we will do our best. This can't go on. And we will keep working until we get a viable solution.
Thank you for your time, Councillor Stephen Cowan there, leader of Hammersmith and Fulham Council, who have direct responsibility for that bridge, acknowledging that there is some historic liability for a lack of maintenance on that bridge over years gone by, which I think is really interesting. But as we move forward, there remains a problem to be solved.